But we have started a campaign called Your Union, Your Choice. And the campaign is primarily to put the CFMEU back into the control of the members, the democratic control of the members. It is a democratic union and the members own our union and they should be in control of it once again. Now, in any union campaign, there's four key aspects. You need a legal strategy, you need a media and a PR strategy, you need a political strategy, and the most important is an industrial strategy. I'm going to outline some of these things for you now. The legal strategy, you know, the main focus at the moment there is with our High Court challenge. We have challenged these laws as unconstitutional. We're in the High Court next week in Canberra. We've got courtroom one in Canberra, and we'll be in there on Tuesday and Wednesday. And we're challenging the constitutional validity of these laws. There's four main arguments for the legal buffs. The first is that they didn't have a significant head of power to implement the laws to begin with. The second is the implied right of freedom of political communication, and one of our stronger arguments. The third is a separation of powers, that the politicians shouldn't be treading on the toes of the judiciary. You're supposed to have an independent legal system in this country, and part of that is a presumption of innocence. The irony of this is, if I went and robbed the surveyor down the road, I'd have more rights than what we have right now. You know, you'd have a right to be considered innocent until proven guilty, to have a lawyer, to fight your case, to have it tested in a court of law, and we've had none of that. So, you know, that's part of our argument about the constitutional validity. And the other is, and this one will be familiar to the Aussie film buffs, is that the administrator and the government have acquired the property of the members of the CFMEU not on just terms. You might recall that was Daryl Kerrigan's argument in the castle, that they were seeking to acquire his house not on just terms. So, you know, when you're in these meetings with barristers, and we've got the top constitutional barristers in the country fighting it for us, you know, some of the stuff goes over your head, but that was one that I got. So that's the part of the legal fight. There's more to that, but I won't bore you with it. The media strategy, we've started a website, we've started social media pages, so we're on all of the social media platforms. I'll admit I was a real novice on this stuff 2 months ago, and I'm only a little bit less of a novice now, but I've joined some of them. I mean, we're not getting a fair run, and the absolute feeding frenzy in the mainstream media meant that we weren't getting any clear air for the first couple of months, so we've needed to start these campaigns on social media. So if I can encourage you to do anything as an action item out of this meeting, and I know you're going to have a resolution soon, but is to join our social media pages to help us spread the message, to follow our pages and share and like and post and do all that stuff. But also the crowdfunding, which is Your Union, Your Choice as well. It's Raisley site. And we'd appreciate that people could contribute, because the administrator, of course, has control of the union assets. And so to fight this High Court challenge and to raise awareness around the country, we've needed to start from scratch. And I really need to now acknowledge the terrific support that we've had in this regard from many of the allied trade unions. I have to mention the ETU and the MUA in particular. Without those two unions, and the plumbers union in a big way as well. The AFULE is a small train drivers union in Queensland that have done a terrific job. The United Firefighters Union have been, great allies and comrades in this fight. The Communication Workers Union, and there's many others that have stepped up to support us, so really appreciate that. But if anyone can help us promote this crowdfunding, we'd really appreciate it. So the other thing that's happening in Canberra next Monday is a Trade Unions for Democracy summit. Out of this crisis, we must see opportunity. And the opportunity that's the vision that I've got and that many others have got is that we can build something for the future that is indestructible, that is undefeatable, that no matter who seeks to attack us, we're going to stand up to the challenge. You know, we've pulled it all together, made it up as we've gone along, and we've developed a campaign and we've developed an alliance of like-minded trade unions, but we'd like to build some more formal structures. And so that's one of the conversations that we're going to have next Monday in Canberra. There's 10 unions that are represented in that meeting. We think representing well over 300,000 members in the country, And I can tell you the political establishment are pretty frightened by that. And when I say political establishment, I include the ACTU in that. They're absolutely a part of it. The reality is this would not have got off first base had the ACTU not given it a green light. There's no question that this would have gone nowhere without the support of the ACTU and some of the leaders of the various unions that supported the administration. And I've seen some pretty disgraceful commentary from some of those national union leaders, but what gives me hope is I'm also noticing the rank and file of some of these unions rise up to challenge their leadership for their narrative. I heard one of these, I think it was the NTU or maybe Australian Education Union, where the leaders said, the reason they support the administration of the CFMEU is because their union is primarily female and that the CFMEU are misogynist. You know, that was a national secretary of a union standing up making that statement. What a disgrace that is. Go and ask the female members of the CFMEU what they think of our union and the representation and who has done more to address the issue of misogyny in the construction industry. The CFMEU is changing the culture. Our union is proud of what we've been able to achieve in a short space of time in that area. But, you know, that was one of the attacks that came. But I am noticing the NTU, also rank and file groups, rise up. The Queensland Teachers Union, there's a rank and file group within that union that are rising up to challenge the narrative of their own leadership who've supported this betrayal of construction workers.